Thursday morning at 9:30, that means K1 Car Talk, an opportunity for me to spend some time with Brad Dungis and the people and services of the Dungis family of autos. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. Where did the sun go? I thought it was going to be sunny.
Well, if they write the forecast and then weather changes because the forecast only occur. The weather is out there. The forecast is in here on paper.
You know? All right. Well, maybe it'll clear up.
I think it probably will. But again, the weather will be changing today. Chance for some rain later on.
So all right. Yeah. Well, and what about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, fortunately, the gala is inside.
That's right.
Yeah, because tomorrow night we're looking at about a 50-50 shot for showers and thunderstorms and a low around 47. But when we walk in the door tomorrow evening, it'll be closer to the daytime high of around 75. So
perfect. That'll be really nice. Yeah. No, thunderstorms are all right as long as they happen at the right time.
That's exactly right.
Well, we try to use the Camelot rules. The rain is, it cannot fall until after sundown.
Well, tomorrow night's a big night, though, because we have the Price Tower Gala coming up. Connors was here a few weeks ago touting it, and we've got some Darlene Shoemaker.
Price will be back on Monday, but he'll be talking about the symphony. So that'll
Price, as you know, represents many organizations. Right now, we've got Darlene Shoemaker here with us, who's the chair of the gala event this year. And say hello, Darlene.
Hey, thanks for having us here. Well, I'm really excited.
This is a great event. We've been doing it for years. It's one of the best parties in Bartlesville. And I know you guys have so much planned for this year that I want to make sure people that have an opportunity to go or that have tickets already know what they're in for.
Well, absolutely. And I have to tell you, Brad, that so many of our tickets have been sold. So there are just a handful left, and we're really, really excited about that.
Awesome.
But there's still room for you, so get your tickets now.
There are. There are still tickets, and we'll make room.
All right. Well, tell us what's in store for them tomorrow night.
Well, it's going to be a lot different, actually, than you've seen in years past. Our theme is Shinnincon, which is also the exhibit that's happening right now at the Price Tower. But it ends on the 26th, and so you have to get in there and see it quickly.
And Shinnincon is the home that was built for the Price. Designed by Bruce Goff,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was built in 1956 by Bruce Goff, and he, very famous architect who's done quite a few things in the local area as well as nationally and I believe internationally. So the theme of the
he actually lived in the Price Tower at times.
Yes,
and did some of his design work there. We have great collections of his architectural study work and some of his personal belongings and such. And was someone who studied a little bit under Frank Lloyd Wright and the school around Frank Lloyd Wright.
So yeah, oh yes,
that's
absolutely.
Why it's relevant here.
Absolutely, and we actually have several pieces that will be at the gala, and we are doing the whole decor based off of some of his design work. So that's something I think is going to be intriguing for a lot of people. And the triangle, which he actually made Shinnincon, when he designed Shinnincon, was based off of the Frank Lloyd Wright triangle used in the Price Tower. So yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot of intricacies and things. But back to the gala.
I'm sorry. And then we'll have to go back to the exhibit too.
I get so excited.
Stuff to talk about there.
The gala it's really, really one of those things where you go, okay, well, I've been to a lot of galas and they've been great, but this one is going to be fantastic. We have food options for everyone, vegans, pescatarians. I know, what's that, right? And
it has to do with fish.
It does. Yeah, there's a fish element there. And we've got, gluten-free options. The food's going to be phenomenal. But what I really want to talk about is the band. We've got a top band, actually the top band from Dallas coming up called The Time Machine. And the music is phenomenal. They actually have videos out on YouTube.
The Time Machine
Dallas. Yeah.
Okay.
And we've got, all the live and silent auction items. In fact, I wanted to, we've cut that down quite a bit, though. It's not going to be like walls of silent auction items.
There's always been a great selection.
We still have a great selection.
All right, so
but
there are some there's, silent auction
we've
items.
We've got, about 25? Mm-hmm. And that was done intentionally because we wanted the element to be based off of design, art, and unique experiences. So that's what you'll be seeing there, just like the Price Tower. Mm-hmm. Very unique. And in fact, Pam Orlando is here from the Hive Advertising Agency. Mm-hmm. And she is going to talk a little bit about some of, I think, some of her favorite items that she might be able to.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me. This is really exciting. It's my first year involved with the Price Tower and the gala. Mm-hmm. There are some really cool experiential options for the auction on Friday night. I'm very excited. I came in from Louisville to help out with the Price Tower event.
And
one of the auction items, which I was excited about, is a private Kentucky Bourbon Trail tour, which is going to be very exciting. And that is for four people, and it includes an eight-hour private tour and a chauffeur and a three-night stay at the Hyatt in Louisville, which I think will be very fun.
I'll plug in old Louisville.
Gotta go to Louisville, but stop by and see me while you're
in town.
Well,
that'll be convenient for you, I guess.
I don't know if I'll be bidding on that, but I might come and visit the folks that come into town. One that I think is amazing, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, is a Tuscany villa.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Seven nights for eight people.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine being able to take eight people to Tuscany for seven nights? And you get a private chef while you're there to cook dinner, three-course meal for you while you're there, touring the Tuscany region, and you get a guided wine and cheese tour while you're there.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Amazing. I know. Maybe we can plan to do that together, too. The other folks can go to Louisville. We'll go to Tuscany.
You have to go check it out before the guests go.
Oh, good plan. I like it. I don't know if we can make all of these trips. I don't know if I have that much vacation time this year, but I'll try and work that out.
Sounds a little extravagant.
Yes. And if you haven't been to the Keys in Florida, there's an opportunity to do that as well. A week in the Keys on the water in a lovely two-bedroom, two-bath home, which... If you haven't been there, it's lovely. The colors
Keys are so laid back and interesting.
I'd
love to visit that part of Florida. If you don't know, it's down south of Miami, and it is beautiful right on the water.
Restaurants, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Shopping, so much fun. The lifestyle is completely different than here. And the scenery and just the topography, the water, you can go snorkeling, you can go boating, you can be, just sit under a cabana and enjoy a cocktail, sit on the sand. And the home that this is at is literally on the water, so you can walk out and sit and watch the sunrise and set every day for a week. So that sounds like a lovely way to spend a week. And there's also all sorts of art that you can bid on. They're local artists as well as artists from around the country. Beautiful jewelry. Mm-hmm. I had never seen white turquoise before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a beautiful jewelry set of earrings and necklace, white buffalo turquoise.
Handcrafted.
I have never seen it before. It's stunning.
Wow.
So lots and lots of items.
Awesome. That does sound like a great selection. Lots of great trips.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just a little snippet of some of the things that we're going to have. Additionally, you know, the gala itself, it starts at 7 o'clock on Friday night, and there is ample parking. It's at the Bartlesville Community Center.
So right across the street from the tower.
Absolutely. And so hopefully, if Charlie's prediction on the weather is accurate, I think we will also be able to say that, well, let me see. I'll put it this way. We may or may not have a cigar lounge that we've never had before. We will have a wine pull and a bourbon pull. So top shelf bourbons. And so that should be kind of intriguing for some who drank or want to give gifts that are pretty nice. And we also have, we've got the band, we've got a very special surprise guest attending.
Okay.
Nationally known. I'm not going to give out the name, though.
Okay.
But they have a very intriguing message to deliver. So, about the Price Tower that I think our guests will...
Here I was expecting the Secret Service.
Well, maybe they'll be attending, too. I'm not sure. But, but in any event... Between the food, the attendees, the band, everything is going to be spectacular.
It sounds like a great night.
Oh, my gosh.
Starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. There's just a few tickets left.
Correct.
If you want, you can call the tower. can't think of the number off the top of my head. Do you remember it, Darlene?
I should have that handy.
3-4-9-4-9, maybe?
Yes, it is.
I think
it
that's it. 918-333-4949. Get your tickets. And I will see you down there tomorrow night. It sounds like a great night and lots of great prizes and stuff. And, you know, you do, when you mentioned the exhibit that's going on and that this is all tied to Shin and Khan, and to the exhibit is really a nice. I think people, you know, let's talk about that a little bit, because you can get a feel for the, really what Shin and Khan, the building of it and what it was about. And we had the reconstruction or recreation of the pit.
Yes.
In the original Shin and Khan, that if people haven't seen it, they need to go to the tower and check this out. Tell us what
sure.
you know about that.
Well, it's interesting because the pit started out as like a very, actually just for the exhibit.
Right.
And what it is the, when Joe Price had the Shin and Khan built in 1956. It was, you know, it was during that mid-century kind of pre-hippie swanky era, mm-hmm. and it's shag. Okay,
it's
let's
shag.
Just let me just say shag.
It's a circular pit
yeah.
of a kind of a
yeah.
circular couch or
yeah, guess, you know, remember those sunken mm-hmm. living rooms that people had, mm-hmm. and then there's a built-in. Table.
They called them a conversation pit for a reason.
Right, okay. They did, and it certainly does promote that. Mm-hmm. And so it's shag carpet, and so we'll be able to sit in there. There's also a video that plays in the exhibit, and it's pretty phenomenal because someone had a video of the actual home and different, you know, areas of the home and different design elements, and so you can see what the home actually looked like. But the pit is built to scale from the floor plans, the original floor plans of the Shin and Khan
yeah.
home. So,
and it really does work. It draws people right
yes.
into it. You can go sit in it. I've seen a bunch of kids in there working on designing shapes and putting things together, and it's really neat.
Well, in fact, I'm glad that you brought that up too, Brad, because what the tower represents is art, design, and what it's there for. And what we're here for is to preserve, inspire, and of course celebrate art
right.
and all of the different elements. And art's for everyone. And so what the Price Tower has been about and has really been focused on too quite a bit, collaboration with other groups in our community and, you know, the surrounding area and nationally. And this year we have some really just some incredible things planned. We
yeah.
we actually have this summer an architectural camp for kids,
mm-hmm.
and we have we've had a lot of different things recently, but we always do the egg drop, and we did that last weekend,
right.
and that 32 drew
entries.
37. Sorry, not to correct you, but and 100 people
yeah.
were in attendance, which was a great turnout,
mm-hmm.
and only two of the eggs broke. Than when they were dropped from the heights of the tower. So kids were, you know,
that's
they were
great.
Spot on. We're doing quite a bit with the Boy Scouts. And it's just really become, I mean, not that it's just become, but it's always been about the sharing with our community and nationally. And I think, you know, every year we get over 1,000 Well, sorry, last year we got over, I think, 5,000 visitors to
right.
the tower, and that number is just really growing every year, and many of those visitors are from global places. It's
right.
not
it really
just...
Right, it does attract people
yes.
from all over, and, you know, for those of you who don't know, I mean, the Price Tower is Frank Lloyd Wright's really only finished skyscraper that he designed. He designed it for New York City to be built in the 20s.
Wow.
And then it was finally built in the 1950s here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and they called it the tree that escaped the forest. And you can see it, you know, I can see it right here from the window, and it certainly is distinctive in our skyline. And,
yeah.
And
it does.
Everyone knows it, and, you know, it's one of those things people often, I hear from people that live here, and some people who've lived there their whole life and never been inside, never really understood it. But, you know, when the day it opened, there are pictures of virtually the whole community lined up to go into the tower. It was a really special thing. And so if you haven't been in, I just encourage you to go and check it out, explore the options there, what it's all about, because it really is a place that will inspire you and make you want to engage with art, architecture, and design, and what's going on down there, too.
Absolutely.
The great hotel. I mean,
oh,
if you don't
yes.
know, there's a boutique hotel in the tower. There's a nice restaurant and a bar, which you haven't been to the lunches at the tower lately.
$7 lunch.
It's the best deal in town. You can get a choice of $7 or $9
yes,
lunches.
And delicious.
And they are delicious and a great value and great service, and it's quick. And you get to be in the tower to eat.
Right.
The great views when you're up on the upper floors of the tower. And then, you can eat there at night also. And then there's a great bar for evenings and a lot of times entertainment there on the weekends.
Correct.
So it's a really vibrant place and something that if you haven't been there, you need to go check it out. It's one of those rare things.
And the menu has changed a bit too, by the way. So it's always, new and exciting. And that has been really drawing people in. I think lately, because of the buzz that's going on with the tower, with all the different programs and things that we're offering, it's quite the happening place.
No doubt. And with the gala tomorrow night, of course, it's our time to celebrate another year here, and it'll be Scott's second gala as
yes.
a director, and I know he's got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about, so he'll be updating us on that. You mentioned the food. I want to go back to that because
sure.
that's important to me. So where's the, who is there, can you say who's preparing the food or where that's coming from?
It's from a Tulsa caterer called Ledgers.
Ledgers, all right.
And the food itself, it's some really very delicious desserts. I happen to be there. Yes. I strategically timed that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's beef option, there's fish option.
So it's not just a set, here's
no,
your plate
no.
thing, or one or two choices.
No, and vegetarian, where you're not just having to eat mashed potatoes if you're vegetarian, mm-hmm. and I say that being one. But there are, and it's Lent, so a lot mm-hmm. of people can't eat meat right now, but we have options and for everyone.
Good.
Yes. Now, the other thing, too, and I guess I'm jumping around here a little bit, but this summer, June 8th, is Frank Lloyd Wright's, or would have been, his 150th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. And so across the nation, many, many of his sites are celebrating his birthday, and we're one of those sites. And we will be partnering, again, because we're doing so much collaboration in the community, mm-hmm. partnering with OK Mozart to be... on the green, and we're also going to be helping to sponsor some of those Groove on the Green, that if you haven't heard about those, it's live music between the Price Tower and the community center. So we're actually doing so many things in our community and making it a fun place for everyone.
There's so much going on.
Yeah.
I'm continually amazed when I go through the tower and hear about what's coming up this weekend. It's not one or two things usually. There's a whole menu of things for people of all ages and stuff going on all day long.
Absolutely.
It's really, really exciting.
And one other thing.
Yeah.
We are hosting an architectural retreat.
Yeah, I've heard about that too. But that's not for the kids.
It's for adults in the fall, and we will be inviting people from our community to be able to come in and listen to different speakers, and quite a few on the roster will be famous, very well known architects, which they in their industry they call them Starkitects. So I know I could go on and on, but I know you have a show, so I want to definitely pass the baton back, but really appreciate the opportunity to come in today.
Well, thanks for coming in, Darlene and Pam. I appreciate it very much, and I know it'll be a great event tomorrow night, and I look forward to seeing you both there.
Thanks
great. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye, Charlie.
Bye-bye. That's always a fun time, and I've had the opportunity, all 9 or 10 years of the egg drop to be able to MC that thing and have a good time with the
event. The ratio of success this year sounded like it was a great year for
it was
the
fantastic. As far as just the overall goal of protecting that egg as on the fall from the 10th story.
That's awesome. The only two that broke out of 37.
Yeah, so. And we had two that were, for all practical purposes, right on the dot center of the target.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
There was the variation between the two. I don't know. It was a matter of inches, less than a foot difference between the two, both of them within that center ring of the target. So.
Well, it just shows, these things going on at the tower are very diverse.
Yeah.
Dropping eggs off the tower.
I believe, I don't want to commit anybody, but I'm pretty sure I can say it will be again the Saturday of spring break next year. So.
All right. Well, maybe I won't be there.
Okay.
Fortunately, that's a good time for us to head out of town.
So yeah, it has been less.
Soccer takes a break that week. Big soccer time of year. We're getting ready to go.
Yeah.
The boys' varsity team is going to a tournament tomorrow at Edison.
Mm-hmm.
William will be there as the goalkeeper on that team. That's
all
really
right.
Exciting.
Yeah, a tough role.
It is. It's something he enjoys a lot, though. Pretty good at.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. And that seems to be a family trait, taking up those tough goals, processing whether it's hundreds of cars through oil changes every day or meeting goals.
Facing challenges,
I think,
and working on things. Sure, that's a good analogy to what we do every day. Sure, work.
Yeah.
And that we talk about it before when we had a couple weeks ago the folks from the livestock show, from the Washington County Livestock Show, and we'll have them in a few weeks from the baseball team, and we all these things are have a pattern there, and whether kids getting involved in so many activities, whether it's the arts or architecture, art and design, like we were talking about the Bryce Tower, or at the Boys and Girls Club, or the West Side Community Center, or the sports like soccer, football, baseball, all that. You learn so much through that discipline of the project of working together towards goals. Whether you're raising animals for a show and you do it all year to build up in one shining moment, and or you go through all these years of practice to build up to play on a high school baseball team or something.
And,
it is a really, it's great. I think it's part of the fabric of our life. And Bartlesville does such a great job of that. And, we always celebrate that on the show. I think that's one of my favorite things to do here is all the great things going on in our community. Make sure you all are aware of it.
Absolutely, and looking at what's going on at the Price Tower, if people have not seen the exhibit, they have some time, but get in there within the next week or two.
It's coming up. It's just right. I think just the end of this week.
I couldn't remember the exact date, other than it was closing soon.
Yeah, it is closing very soon, and it is really a neat show because it is about a Bartlesville thing. It's a Bartlesville show. There are a lot of Joe Price's own personal pictures of the construction process of Shinnecon.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing things that have never been seen, and it's really, really a special exhibit.
And again, looking at, I don't remember what's coming up next, but it was kind of like, oh, gee, I wanted to see Shinnecon, but I'd also can't wait to see the next
there's
one.
There's another one coming around the corner, and and we'll have some special stuff for Wright's birthday, know, coming up too, where we're going to really put on some stuff and celebrate that, not just on the birthday, but throughout the year. It'll be something that you'll hear about and something that, it'll be a big thing internationally, really, too, because of Wright's importance in the architecture.
Sound like another good reason to head down to the Price Tower in June.
That's right.
Yeah.
And let's mention, too, another thing to do this weekend after you've been go to the Price Tower is come on out for the end of Truck Month, because it is Ford Truck Month.
It
still,
is Ford Truck Month.
And I should mention that there are great deals out there, that we are not sold out of our trucks yet, although we have had a great truck month so far. But, this truck month thing starts in the middle of February and goes all the way through the end of March. So it's a truck month and a half.
Right.
And it's... But we've sold a lot of trucks. We've got a lot of great trade-ins on trucks. If you're looking for a great value on a used pickup truck, certified or not, we've got a great selection of those. We've got a great selection of the 2017s. Super Duties. We've got a great Focus RS. This is very rare. This is a high-performance Ford product in the Focus lineup. It's it's an incredible car. Recaro seats, 6-speed transmission, high horsepower, very light vehicle, made to race. It is a really fast little car.
You want something
on the showroom, and it's less expensive. I mean, more expensive than some Focuses. I must say, it's about twice the price of your average Focus, but it is about
twice or three or four times the car of their average
say,
token.
Looking at this, if you're looking for what we used to think of as a muscle car, but something the size of the smaller subcompact Focus.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of these cars. Yeah. Subaru makes some. The car I drove here today, the Mercure XR4 Ti.
Right.
Is an old 88 car I have that I'd love to drive. Is a car kind of like that. That's small, fast, has a turbocharger, a super light car that's fun to drive. Toyota 86 is
there
another car like
yeah.
that right now that we have on the Toyota side. That's really fun to drive and a nice little car. And you know, check all those out if you're into driving fast. And you know, and it isn't all about speeding. It's about acceleration and how the car feels mm-hmm. when you're driving it and how it handles.
Exactly. So take that out and find one of those.
I think that RS on the Hallett track. Actually, though, is probably where it would perform at its best.
That would be a great place to go have some fun driving a car, and if you can get them to close the track for you so that you're the only one out there.
There's times when you can go and get as a group and mm-hmm. get on the track. And I know there's a few groups in town that do that, so it's certainly something you can explore if you're into that.
Is there a Mercure club?
Not really around here. There is nationally.
Yeah.
I've been a part of that. We're on it's like a listserv where I get a lot of information from the people that still own those. And there are some out there. They're a rare vehicle. It's mm-hmm. a Ford front made in Germany
right.
in the 80s that was imported to the U.S. When the airbag law came, they stopped importing them because they didn't want to update it to, mm-hmm. to the airbags. But they're great cars. It's a four-cylinder turbocharged engine. In the class of the Ford Sierra, which if you're familiar with European Fords, that was a British Ford. Cosworth was what they were called when they raced them.
Mm-hmm.
This car won the sports car, the stock car championship 2 years in a row in the 80s.
Okay.
The Mercure did. Mm-hmm. So it really, it was a good car for its time.
Well, sure. And of course, the classic Mustang is something that we're always happy to see a new Mustang arrive on the lot. You know?
New ones, old ones, it doesn't matter. We've got it right now. We have a 73 yellow with black stripe and black convertible.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of restoring and going to put it on the showroom. So you might want to come check that out. We've sold, I think, all the Shelbys right now. We've got his GT. There was a stop sale for a while on the Shelbys, so we had them kind of there on a recall thing. But mm-hmm. now they've been fixed. Actually, they've sold while they were still under recall. But they've been delivered to their owners. And many all over the country. We sold one in Georgia and around. And so anyway, great cars, great Mustangs out there right now.
That's a project that both your parts people and the maintenance people like to help car owners out with restoring classic cars.
You know, I mean, we're car people, so we're interested in all kinds of things, whether it's in the body shop or my Mercure. I had it when I first got it. I had it towed in and by Paul's wrecker, and it comes in, and one of the techs runs right out to it, and oh, look at that! He knew what it was, and he was probably the only one there, and it looked pretty bad. But anyway, he was very excited, and I knew who I wanted to work on the car at that point. Of course,
mm-hmm.
it was Kenny.
Sure,
and Kenny and I have restored it and made it a great fun car to drive.
I'm sure Joe had a little bit of hand in it.
Oh, somewhere. No doubt. No, everybody had a hand, but Kenny's the one who put the love into it and really helped me get it going.
Okay. Well, again, the dealership is the home of the 995 oil change, low-price tire guarantee. This is a great time to evaluate
prices
your tires.
On tires, brakes, batteries. You know, we really focus on value and your light maintenance. We know that's what you do the most. You need from us the most in your car, and we wanted your trust and relationship over time, so that's what we focus on, is the best value possible on that thing you need the most, and that's your oil changes, your tires, brakes, batteries. We've got all the trained techs, we've got all the selection of vehicles, great prices, great deals every day on everything on the lot. Come check it out.
Give them a call for 918-333-0900. Set an appointment for a test drive and go check out a new car.
Yeah. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
And listen again next week.
Get your tickets for the galas tomorrow night at the Community Center. News on the way next from CBS on K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K.